Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
India and Pakistan. We're looking at headlines that can be alarming, depending upon what follows. India shuts over half of Kashmir tourist spots in security review after the attack these last days by said-to-be Lashkar-e-Taiba, a terrorist group that in the past has had links to Pakistani military officials in the past. From the U.S. side, Secretary of State Rubio to speak to Indian and Pakistani counterparts. UN Chief Guterres speaks with Pakistan and India amid tensions. Mr. Trump, on the other hand, is looking at the tariff deal. You will note that Vice President Vance just visited India with his family. India tariff talks going great, says Trump. Think we'll have a deal. This all stems from the terror attack in which I'm told in the reporting, non-Muslim men were singled out and executed by the shooters. The Indian response so far is there's said to be small arms fire along a line, a front line that looks like a line of control or a line of demarcation between the India forces and the Pakistan forces. It's a very big border. My memory is it's like 500 miles, so a lot can happen that we can miss. However, these two powers have tangled before. 1965 is the last time I remember, but there have been incidents since then. And I welcome my colleague and friend and mentor, Gregory Copley, writing about this conflict and what is the risk and how does it fit into the general understanding of Eurasia under the watchful eye of Moscow and Beijing. Gregory, a very good evening to you. India and Pakistan are at odds with each other over a terror attack. There have been terror attacks before, and my memory is they've solved them. The murder raid of Mumbai in 2008 comes to mind. Does this look equally solvable, or are we looking at a breakdown? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, it depends what you mean by resolve. Who wants to resolve it and why? And why did the incident occur at all at this time? Clearly, the incident in the valley in Kashmir did not occur because Pakistan wanted it to happen. It is an extremely dangerous event for Pakistan. There's been a buildup of tensions between Pakistan and India in recent months, and a lot of Indian military exercises, including one with the United States, have been taking place over the past few weeks. The attack occurred whilst U.S. Vice President Vance was in India with his family, which was actually not insignificant as to timing. And it allows India to go back into, if you like, revive its conflict with Pakistan. This is a pattern which India has followed in the past about getting false flag attacks. Bear in mind that in 2019, India put more than 900,000 troops and police into Jammu and Kashmir, which was an autonomous state linked to India, but independent. By 2019, India had virtually eliminated that independence of Jammu and Kashmir, leaving the Pakistan is in control of Azad Kashmir, Free Kashmir, over to the west. So those troops, by and large, are still there. They are there not because they wanted to, as they said, crush Lashkar-e-Toiba, because they failed to do that with a million troops. They couldn't kill this small terrorist group. Begs the question as to what the real motive was. The real motive is to be prepared for China. India needs to be prepared for a China attack or defense on the Tibetan plateau, just to the north of the of Jammu and Kashmir. And it also needs to outflank the People's Republic of China by cutting across Pakistani-controlled Azad Kashmir to the west and going across that territory to Afghanistan and the Wakhan Corridor, and then linking up with the Central Asian states. Now, this is very critical because such a move would cut off China from its land bridge, which it runs from the Xinjiang area of China down through the Karakoram Highway in Pakistan to the port of Gwadar on the Arabian Sea, on the Indian Ocean. So by having a move which India could undertake to cut China off from the Indian Ocean in a very significant way would be highly beneficial strategically to India. And also it would give India the chance to dominate the Tibetan Plateau, which controls the key headwaters of the Indus River and a lot of tributaries which flow into the Indus, and also to rivers which flow down through Southeast Asia, like the Mekong and the like, and other rivers flowing into China. So basically, this would be a strategic coup de main if India could pull that off. Now, to do so would be initially an act of war against Pakistan, ostensibly not involving China, but the Chinese know what's going on there. And can the Chinese help defend Pakistan if that occurs? And the answer probably is, at this stage, no, or not very much, because right now we have Xi Jinping embattled, basically out of power in Beijing. Beijing with lack of military and economic resources at its disposal. So this is the time when India is preparing, as it's been getting ready to do since 2019, to seize that advantage against Communist China, as well as against Pakistan. So it's done everything right to make it all look like this is an unavoidable accidental buildup caused by a terrorist incident. And there have been other staged terrorist incidents as well of late. So it's very, very dangerous. And if it cuts across into Pakistan proper, as opposed to just Azad Kashmir, then you'd have to see that the Pakistanis would have to resort to nuclear weapons to defend against the Indian armored formations going across the Punjab plains.
At the same time, we have this from Rio de Janeiro. I wonder if it's connected in some fashion. Foreign ministers from the BRICS group, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, of developing nations, failed to reach a joint communique on Tuesday, these hours, after meeting in Rio de Janeiro. Chair of Brazil, Lula da Silva, issued a statement speaking out against trade protectionism. Does this connect to the incidents in South Asia?
Yes and no. Basically, the BRICS countries are not unified anyway. Let's face it, India and China are direct odds. Russia and India are partners in many respects. So essentially, they want some freedom from control by Washington, and Washington exerts its control through the dollar, by and large. So the BRICS countries want some freedom there. They have not really come up with a valid alternative to the dollar as a single currency alternative. So basically, they will continue to explore trade deals in a variety of currencies, which could include the ruble, could include rupees from India, could include, to a degree, the yuan from China, depending on the trade balances between the BRICS member states. So we are seeing a break, to a degree, from the dollar. We're seeing the world again divide into U.S.-dominated zones, those countries which will do a tariff deal with the United States, for example. This is why, essentially, Donald Trump has thrown a grenade into every institution, which is no longer, if you like, serving U.S. interests. So basically, he's saying, well, OK, we'll put tariffs on countries until they want to deal with us on a zero tariff basis. And then we will build up this new trade partnership around the world. And it's already garnered 40 or 50 supporters for the United States in that, and others like Malaysia, Vietnam and so on, who will do a deal with China, but will still go on a zero tariff basis with the United States as well, because then they're hedging their bets and they're not necessarily comfortable dealing with China on its own as a strategic neighbor. So essentially, we're seeing the BRICS countries attempting to find a modus vivendi where they can trade without the United States interfering or dominating them. And we're seeing the other countries going with the United States on a dollarized or multi-currency trade relationship.
Many years ago, and this could easily be out of date, the understanding that I had was that China very much supports Islamabad. Is that still accurate?
Yes, not because Pakistan and China love each other. Quite the contrary. But they have a mutual need. China, the People's Republic of China, needs its overland access into the northern Indian Ocean, the Arabian Sea, so that it can trade without risk into the Middle East and Africa. And that's been facilitated by the Karakoram Highway, which was built from the Xinjiang in China down to Gwadar, and a port which the Chinese built themselves and so on. So they need each other. China has helped Pakistan and has sold a lot of defense technology to Pakistan, some good, some not so good, and the Pakistanis are not happy with it. But because India has been the big game in town, they haven't been able to command the Western attention that they would prefer. Pakistan has always wanted to be, and has always been, in effect, a much better ally to the United States than it has been to the People's Republic of China, would do so again if the United States didn't keep dropping it after the U.S. has used it to get into Afghanistan and the like. But Pakistan is basically ideologically pro-U.S., pro-Western Europe, for that matter, but it's forced to depend on the PRC, just as the PRC is forced to depend on it.
We're going to Moscow. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of the new book, Noble State, about King Charles and other regents, we'll speak of. But right now, we go to the president of the Russian Federation offering ceasefire. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com, and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.